All right, it's episode 44 of the Pretty Crazy Podcast.
That was a nice voice.
Yeah, it was. Thanks. So what are we going to talk about this time?
Okay, so to warn everybody, it's going to be probably a two-parter. I don't think it'll span into three.
Oh.
But I'm going to try to do it in two because this is a huge case just because of how speculatory it is.
Ooh.
And it's huge. It's like the first missing persons case since social media.
Oh, social media.
Like, well, it like started the same week that Facebook happened. So
Facebookies.
Which, I mean, there was like MySpace and stuff, but like this is like the first one for like armchair detectives to really follow from the beginning all the way to the end.
Okay.
And it is a case of Mara Murray.
Mara Murray.
Have you heard of this?
I have not. So let's go.
It is amazing how in the dark you are.
I am pretty in the dark. So, you know, I'm a sheltered man.
You are.
You live a sheltered life.
So like I said, this is a huge case, but not because a lot of stuff happens, but it's a lot of questions.
Okay.
And those questions lead you down millions of different paths.
Yeah.
So my biggest sources for this part was I did listen to a Crime Junkies episode.
Ooh, Crime
which
Junkies.
Always love their episodes. It was a very good, it was two parts also. And it was a very comprehensive list, but then like I also got it from The Disappearance of Mara Murray. It's a 6-part Oxygen special.
Yeah.
And then MaraMurrayMissing.org.
Okay.
It is a missing persons case. And it is still a missing persons case.
Oh my goodness.
So and do you remember the one with Braceless Bisa where he went from like Northern California and then got lost on
that?
So this one is like way crazier than even that one.
Oh, really?
So prepare yourself.
I'm going to hold on to my armchair.
Armchair detective time.
Armchair detective time.
Right now, our tiny little weenie dog is rolling around on her snake stuffed animal. And she really wants attention right now, apparently.
Yeah, she does.
But she's going to tuck in for this, too. Also, I would like to say that the next time you hear us, it will be after Christmas.
After Christmas.
So, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
The last few episodes of the year are going to be Mara Murray.
Mara Murray.
Okay. So, Mara was born May 4th, 1982 in Hanson, Massachusetts.
Okay.
A lot of this takes place in New England, which I know very little from a map.
Yeah.
It's not a huge
It's different
area.
Than Old England.
It is. It's New
it's
England.
It's quite different. It got the red chowder, right? Red or the white.
They have New England cream chowder is white.
Oh, yes, it is.
Come on. Come on, son.
Boston's red.
Manhattan is red.
Yeah. All right. All right. I don't know my clam chowders.
You should.
Well, I just know that I order it and I eat it.
That's true. You'd eat either one.
Yeah.
But like this all takes place in like various states of that.
Okay.
Like I think Massachusetts, Vermont, maybe partially Connecticut. I don't know. They're all like.
Yeah.
They're all the same to me. I know they're not.
Yes.
Don't come at me, New England.
Don't come at me, New England.
But it's very hard for me to distinguish, like,
yes,
anything.
They're just the new states.
Yeah. So she was born in Hanson, Massachusetts, which is apparently near Boston, to Fred and Lori Murray. She had three. So I'm using her in past tense, but we don't know if she's dead or alive because she's missing.
Yeah.
So if I use past tense, it's just because that's how other people do.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she has had an older brother named Fred, so Fred Jr., two older sisters, Kathleen and Julie, and then a younger brother named Kurt.
Okay.
Their parents were divorced when she was six, and she lived mostly with her mother, but she did have weekends with her father.
Okay.
So, like, they were still, like, a close family.
Close enough.
Mara went to Whitman Hansen Regional High School, and she had, like, perfect, almost perfect grades, and she was a star athlete in track and field.
Okay.
And when she, so whenever they were growing up, Kathleen was a little bit older, so she kind of did her own thing, but, Julie and Mara spent a lot of time with their father, hiking, swimming, you know, camping, and they were both, like, runners. They were both on the track team.
They were able to bond for that.
Yeah. And so much so that Julie and Mara both went to West Point.
Okay.
Which is the most prestigious, you know, military school.
Military.
Which, that's in New York?
I'm not sure.
I think it's New York. But when she was there, she studied chemical engineering.
Oh, man.
But she then transferred to UMass for nursing, so the University of Massachusetts, for nursing after, like, I think a year and a half.
Oh.
And we will get into why.
Okay.
Soon. A lot of this I like to unfold backwards because, like, you got to get, like, the picture and then you got to start blurring the picture. Yeah. So this all, like, the bulk of the story happens the first week of February in 2004. So, February 5th, 2004, Mara was speaking to her sister on the phone at her campus security job, and at around 10:30 p.m., she, like, just burst into tears. And while she, so her supervisor came over, and she said that she was Mara was just completely out of it. Like, she was like a zombie, like, she wasn't responding to, like something happened.
Yeah, something bad happened. She's crying.
Yeah, and she was just, like, completely unresponsive. So the supervisor actually ended up taking her back to her room at around 1:20 in the morning.
Oh, man.
And the only thing that she could muster whenever she was asked what was wrong was my sister.
Oh, my sister.
Yeah. Which, she was on the phone with Kathy, her oldest sister.
Okay.
And this will come back around because, like, this phone call is, like, a very big part of the story.
Probably.
So on February 7th, Fred, who was her dad, arrived at UMass to take Mara car shopping. So Mara's car is, like, a POS.
Okay.
It is fallen apart.
Yeah.
She needs a new one.
Yeah.
It's just, it's ran its course. And they didn't have a lot of money either. So,
yeah.
You know, you finally are, she's 21 at this point. It's probably time for her.
Well, you start out with a low grade car and then you work your way up.
Especially if they didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably something that, like, okay, well, we really need to get you a new car at this point.
Yeah, so I've wrecked my fifth Beamer this week.
Which apparently happens a lot.
Yes.
But she was going car shopping and, they didn't purchase a car at that time. They were just looking at cars, I guess.
Just window shopping.
And he was going to come back and like, they were going to follow up and, like, get one, like, the following weekend. And it was, like I said, it's a junker. So keep that in mind as well. So they went to dinner with her friend, Kate, that night. And then, her and Kate decided to go to a party. And then they dropped her dad off at the motel, and using his car, they went to this party.
They went to a party.
Yes. She got to the party around 10:30 p.m. and then left around 2:30 in the morning.
Okay. So
solid amount of time.
Yeah.
And, however, at 3:30 in the morning, she struck a guardrail and caused about $10,000 worth of damage to her dad's newish car.
Oh, no.
Like, really, really bad. I mean, $10,000 worth of damage to, like, a car.
Wow.
But it wasn't, I guess it wasn't totaled.
Yeah.
But it was just a lot of damage. I wonder if she, like, sideswiped it or something, because that's usually where it, that's usually what fucks you.
Yeah.
So the officer wrote up an accident report, but there was no documentation that there was any field sobriety test done.
Oh.
Which, It's 3:30 in the morning near a college campus.
Yeah, you think there'd be a...
It's a little weird.
Yeah, just do the sobriety test if not.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I guess she made it back to the hotel or the motel because at 4:49 a.m. she called her boyfriend on Fred's phone.
Hmm.
There's no details of what was said on this phone call.
Well, yeah.
So later that morning, Fred was reassured that insurance would cover the damage. So that's good. But he would need Mara to get accident forms, and then they would talk to each other over the phone and get them like filed.
Okay.
Like the claim filed. And then he spoke to her around 11:30 PM that night after he made it back home to Connecticut. And he reminded her, like, she needs to remember to get those forms in the morning.
Yeah.
Mara apparently did her nursing homework and submitted it.
Okay.
So this is where it gets really weird. And I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but whenever they used to go hiking, biking, camping, all of those outdoorsy things that I refuse to do.
Yeah.
they used to go up to the White Mountains in New Hampshire.
Okay, so they have a specific place they like to go.
Yes, and I cannot think of a nicer name for like a mountain chain than like the White Mountains.
Yeah, you think white caps, and you think like snowy little snow, and you think a little bit of.
It just reminds me of oh man, it's gone.
It's gone. Poof, disappeared.
What is that show
called? Disappeared. Yogi Bear.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, okay.
Like the White Mountains or Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings, there you go.
Yeah. So early morning, Monday, February 9th, Mara used MapQuest to print out directions to the Berkshires and to Burlington,
Vermont. What a
throwback. So, children, this probably doesn't get talked about enough. But MapQuest.
What is MapQuest and how does it work? Okay. So
what we used to do is we used to go onto
print
the site,
it out and staple them together.
Oh yeah, and wait. So you would go on there and you would type in your destination and it would give you kind of like what your GPS does.
Yeah.
But you had to make sure that you didn't print it with maps because remember every turn it would show you a different map.
Yeah.
So you had to make sure that they were collapsed. Or else it would be 35 fucking pages.
Yeah.
And it would be like a left turn at the light, and it would show you a map of a left turn.
Yeah.
But that's what we had to do. We had to basically have somebody sit in the passenger seat and read MapQuest.
Read the MapQuest directions. I had to read them off to my parents.
Yeah. I mean, it was better than using an actual map.
Oh, yeah.
But it's nowhere near what GPS is.
Yeah. So you were on a quest with your map.
Basically, whoever was in your passenger seat was Google Maps.
Bing, bing.
Turn
left at the light. What do you mean? Pittsburgh left or left?
In 300 feet. How far is fucking 300 feet?
300 feet. I don't know. I just don't know.
But remember, I yelled at the GPS yesterday for the same thing.
Exactly.
In 80 feet, take the exit. I'm in a car and I'm going 60 miles an hour. I cannot gauge 80 feet.
Do math, Melissa.
I don't have time to do math. Anyways. So she prints those out. And again, I'm not familiar with this area. I'm assuming the Berkshires, because I know that is like mountains, is probably close to where she, like the White Mount. I don't know.
Sure.
I would guess.
Yes, indeed.
I'm sorry, everybody, for failing you. But before next episode, I'll learn the landscape. I like looking at maps. Okay.
Maps.
So at 1 p.m., Mara emailed her boyfriend. His name's Billy Roush. I think I'm saying it correctly. Roush.
Roush.
And said, "I love you more, stud. I got your messages, but honestly, I didn't feel like talking too much of anyone. I promised to call today, though. Love you, Mara."
Hmm.
Everything sounds sunshine, raisies and dozies.
Raisies and dozies. Cugs and hisses.
Raisies and dozies.
And cugs and hisses.
Is that what I said? Raisies and dozies.
Raisies and dozies.
Well,
Cugs and Hisses, Melissa. Yep.
Oh, I'm tired.
Yeah, you're tired, girl. You had a long day.
So that seems like everything's going well.
Yeah.
And from a lot of accounts, they had like a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But let me also say that, like, oh my God, Mara like lit up a room and her smile was infectious. And her and her boyfriend were perfect. They were about to get engaged. And
how'd they know that?
Well,
did they speak to the boyfriend? Because he didn't know.
Well, apparently.
Did he ask permission?
Well, apparently he was. They were going to get engaged whenever she graduated.
Oh, that was the plan.
That was the planned
engagement.
Yeah, it was like they were like engaged to get engaged. That's what they said. I took that line from Crime Junkie. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know.
That's plagiarism.
Well, I just quoted them.
Oh, lame.
Anyways, so at 1 o'clock, she calls to inquire about renting a condo in Bartlett, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Which is where her family had stayed before, in like the New Hampshire White Mountains.
Okay.
I keep using the terms White Mountains, but I have no idea how big they are.
White Mountains.
So she called a fellow nursing student at 1:13 p.m. And then at 1:24, she called the nursing school saying there was a death in the family and that she was going to be out for a few days, which was completely false.
Oh, yeah.
At 2:05, she called a booking number for hotels in Stowe, Vermont, and it lasted for about 5 minutes.
Hmm.
And then at 2:18, she called Billy and left him a message that they would talk later.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird things happening. So between 2:18 and 3:40 p.m., she packed up her clothing, her homework, her textbooks, like toothbrushes, all kinds of, you know, stuff you'd need for like a week, and her birth control.
Yeah.
And then at 3:40 p.m., she withdrew $280 from an ATM.
Okay.
And then she went to a liquor store and purchased Bailey's, Kahlua, vodka, and Franzia boxed wine.
Oh, she having a party.
Well, that's the question. We'll get there. At 3:40, and that is timestamped at 3:43 p.m.
Okay.
So.
She getting crazy.
Yeah, so ATM is timestamped at 3:40.
Yeah.
And liquor store is 3:43. So she went in there for a mission.
She shopped real fast.
She must have walked in and knew exactly what she was getting and then checked out.
3 minutes. I am.
That's so fast.
That is so fast.
Even if the ATM is literally right outside, like.
Damn. Girl hauling ass. Get that box wine. Get my wine on.
And we are going to talk about this later. But what does Bailey's, Kahlua, vodka, and box wine say to you?
I'm not going to say it.
You can say it.
White girl wasted?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, whenever they said Bailey's and Kahlua and boxed wine, I was like, oh, this is...
Yeah.
This is like, what I would drink.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like...
Except for the wine, because I don't do wine. But, like, that sounds like...
Yeah, it's like...
You're going up into the mountains with your yoga pants, your UGG boots... Your infinity scarf and your Franzia wine and Bailey's.
Yep. I don't know.
It's white girl wasted.
Yeah. We're drinker type in here.
Yeah. I mean, it's accurate.
Okay.
She's a 21-year-old white athletic
girl. We're drinker profiling.
Who is going up into the mountains with Bailey's. I mean... We're drink of filing. And I don't mean anything negative about that because that is exactly what
it's
I would
delicious.
Do. If somebody was forcing me to go into the mountains, that's the shit I would bring.
No, you'd drink Patron.
I'm never drinking Patron again. Everybody, Patron is off the menu.
Patron's smooth.
Forever.
Patron's really smooth.
ATM footage has not been released from the liquor store or from the ATM.
So that must mean it has something.
It's weird that it has not been released.
Yeah. It has something, but it doesn't.
So at so it's between 100 and it's 130 miles from where she was, like, on this surveillance to where she went missing from.
Yeah.
So it's, you go from Massachusetts into Vermont and then into New Hampshire.
Okay.
And so she takes exit 17, and they, in the documentary that I watched, the one that's a 6-part special on oxygen, they drive the route.
Yeah.
And for anybody who doesn't live in the Northeast, and even Pittsburgh, you know, it's not the same type of, you know, but it's kind of like the, yeah, I guess Pittsburgh, it's very mountainous and it's very icy and snowy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of hairpin turns. It looks very just always snowy.
Yeah.
So, you know, unlike some places that it's completely flat and like they have straight roads, this is the opposite. It is very, very, very mountainous. The roads are all curving.
Feel like you're gonna die.
Yeah, it's not a safe road to be on. So she takes exit 17, which there's like a bunch of like gas stations and like stores. Not a bunch, but I mean, it's like a small town. And the roads are very, very difficult. There is absolutely no cell service.
Oh.
Keep that in mind.
So she gets cut off.
And the amount of time that it took these people to drive from the ATM to like this area, it was about an hour short of the time that she arrived there.
Hmm.
So it's like an hour that's missing.
So she might have got a flat tire, but then again.
No, we don't think anything like that. Well, we collectively, it's not really known, but there's a lot of speculation of what it could be.
Yeah.
And it could be something as like she stopped to get a bite to eat because it is a pretty long drive.
Yeah.
Or did she meet up with somebody?
Yeah.
Or did she pick somebody up? Mm. Or did she get lost?
She could have got lost.
Or, I mean, was it snowing really bad and she drove at 40 miles an hour? We've been on the highway before where that happened.
Yep.
So that's where it gets like really
ticky-tacky.
Is an hour enough to throw off the whole thing? But with how suspicious everything is, yeah.
Could have been a combination of things.
There's an hour that's not accounted for, and it might be a very, very important hour.
But she showed up, didn't she?
No. So, yes, she shows up here, but it's very weird. Okay, so at 7:27, now pay attention to these time marks.
Okay.
At 7:27 in Woodsville, New Hampshire, a resident named Faith Westman called the police when she saw a car in a snowbank along Route 112. And it has a very native name. So I don't think I'm going to say it. It's like Amundsa. I'm not even going to approach it. It's Route 122. Okay. Or 112, sorry. And the car was pointed west in the eastbound lane.
So it spun around.
So it spun. Which would make sense from the way that she would have taken the exit. It's like she probably hit something and spun.
Yeah.
So the woman, Faith, I guess, claims to have seen a man smoking a cigarette in the car.
Yeah.
But she later retracted the statement entirely.
Huh.
And said that it might have been like a cell phone light up. Which,
pretty different things. And one's a red light, one's a white light.
Yeah, she said it was a red light, but she said it must have been a cell phone red light. Okay, no. I had a cell phone in 2004 was when I had my first cell phone. They have always been blue light.
Well, there's been one phone I think I had, but that was a home phone that had red light.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I've never had a cell phone that would have a reddish light to it.
Yeah, those are typically white lights easiest to see in the dark, so I mean.
Yeah, like white or red. And at 7:27 in February in the north, it's very, 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 very dark.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So it's weird that you would say somebody smoking a cigarette and then it was retracted, because your memory would be fresher at that point too.
Yeah.
And a cigarette light is a very specific
small
red
circle,
you know? And at that point, I guess, the woman was walking around the car as well. Okay. So there was somebody else. Another neighbor, John, I did hear them pronounce this, Meritz, I think, noticed the school bus driver, who's also his neighbor, named Butch Atwood. He was returning home and he stopped to check on the woman outside her car.
Yeah.
He offered her a ride. You know, she was not visibly bleeding, but she was shivering. He offered her a ride. He offered her to call the, he offered to call the police, but she insisted that he did not call the police.
Oh.
And said that she had already called AAA.
Oh. Hmm.
But how do you call AAA when you have no self-service?
Yeah, that's true.
And also, AAA has no record of this.
Oh. Hmm.
Okay. So, the neighbor, Butch, continued home, and he called the police. And whenever he called the police, it was 7:43 p.m.
All right, so like 16 minutes?
Yeah. He did not see anyone, or he did not see her car while he made the call. So like there was only a couple of minutes that was unaccounted for, because he stopped there maybe like 5 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
Because remember, the first one called at 7:27. We don't know what time Butch showed up.
Yeah.
But
we're basically believing Butch's.
Oh yeah, because the other neighbor saw Butch stop.
Yeah.
And then another resident, and this one I only like, I haven't seen it everywhere that I looked. But another resident said she saw a police car facing Murray's car, Mara's car, at 7:37.
Okay.
But she did not, she like stopped her car, but she didn't see anybody inside or outside of the cars. And the police logs show that they didn't even arrive until 7:46.
Hmm.
But that gives me like a weird feeling, because like, was there a police car there? But then nobody else mentioned that. So she might have just got her time wrong.
Yeah.
Mm. So at 7:46, the Haverhill, I did hear them pronounce this, and I remember that it sounded like Have and Avril together.
Oh.
But it looks like Haverhill. But they say Haverhill. I don't know. If I'm saying it wrong, it's because I heard it on the TV. So they arrive, but the car is locked.
Huh.
The car had hit a tree on the driver's side, and it damaged like the headlight and the left side, and it totaled it because the airbags were out. It was completely totaled.
Yeah, if the airbags deploy, it's typically.
And the windshield was cracked above the driver's side.
Okay.
So they did show the car in like the, and it obviously had been, you know, messed with more since the investigation and everything, but like she definitely totaled this car. But also, so the road that she like hit off, like hit the tree, it was a very sharp turn.
Yeah.
So what could have happened was she hit a patch of ice or snow or anything.
Yeah.
And just went straight into the tree. Or maybe she wasn't paying attention and went straight into the tree because it's dark and you can't see the road necessarily.
Yeah.
But like the road does veer off very quickly.
Okay.
So it would make sense that somebody would hit it. I'm surprised more people didn't hit it.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
Well, I mean, still, even if the tree wasn't there, they're still going off the road.
It was kind of like where we used to live in Pittsburgh, when you go down to 51, that really tight turn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there were red stains inside and outside of the car that looked like wine.
Oh, so she had been drinking or had it open or spilled it.
Potentially, yes. There was also an empty beer bottle.
Oh.
And there was a damaged box of wine in the back seat.
Hmm.
So I didn't have a note for myself to come back to this, but I do want to mention this right now. Whenever I heard that there was a damaged box of wine in the back seat, if there's wine on the inside of the car and outside of the car,
yeah,
and the damaged box is in the back,
Yeah.
Does that mean that there's more wine somewhere else?
I don't know, yeah.
Because if they didn't use that wine...
Yeah.
Like, it didn't say it was open. It just said that it was damaged.
Yeah.
So...
And then the beer she didn't buy, so that came from somewhere else. So.
Yeah. And then another one that I heard, there was also wine coolers.
Yeah.
Which she also didn't buy.
Yeah, she didn't buy wine coolers. She...
Which, again, wine coolers... White girl wasted.
Yeah.
So what was left inside the car besides the alcohol, so those were the things that were found in the back seat, but the rest of the alcohol was gone.
Yeah.
They also found her AAA card. So maybe she did pull it out to try to call, but an accident report, the one that she asked, like her dad asked her to pick up, gloves, jewelry, the MapQuest directions, a stuffed animal, and her favorite book, which was called Not Without Peril, about a girl who goes into the White Mountains alone. Yeah. But it just happened to be her favorite book for ever, apparently. Okay. Which, I mean, if you live that close to something, maybe that would be. Yeah,
it's probably like a...
And then her debit and credit cards, as well as her phone, were missing.
Yeah.
So
what was the jewelry missing?
The jewelry wasn't missing.
Oh, you said it wasn't.
It was in the car.
Oh.
But her debit card, her credit card, and then the alcohol, I guess, and her phone.
Huh.
So, and her ID was obviously not with her either. Or was with her and not with the car. So at 8 p.m., EMS and fire came to the area, and then the car was towed at 8:49 p.m. But the weird thing was there was a rag stuffed into the muffler. We'll come back to that. I do have that noted to come back to.
Yeah, a rag in the muffler.
Yeah. And then this is an substantiated claim, but between 8 and 9:30, a guy saw her on Route 112, which was the same route that she was on, about 4 or 5 miles east of where the car was. And this person was wearing jeans, a dark coat, and a light-colored hood.
Hmm.
So the jeans and the dark coat does match her description. And if you think about if she crashed at 7:45 and then it's between like 8 and 9:30, so let's just say 8:30.
Yeah.
That's an hour for her to get 4 miles and she's a star track runner.
Yeah, that's about right.
She could do it. She probably has a pretty quick pace.
Quitty pick.
But there is something weird about that one as well. Where like that was, it's unsubstantiated. So like nobody else said it. So it could have just been somebody who wanted to be part of something.
It's true.
On February 10th, Abolo, do you know what that stands for?
Be on the lookout.
Yeah.
It also stands for be on the lemongrass. Orzo.
Abolo always reminds me of
bowl of soup.
No, I was going to say like those pizza shells, like what are they called, bulio or something?
I don't know.
That you can like buy at the store.
Pizza shells?
Pizza crust?
Pizza crust? I don't know what you're talking about, woman.
I don't know. Somebody out there does. but it was released for Mara. She was wearing dark coat, jeans, and a black backpack. And on February 10th, like her family was reported that she was missing as well. On February 11th, Fred arrives in Haverhill. I really hope I'm saying that correctly. And at 8 a.m., the search begins. The police dogs were able to track her scent for 100 yards east. I put years.
Years. She's traveled for 100 years.
But then they lost her scent. So after 100 yards, they lost her scent, meaning she might have gotten to a car at that point.
Yeah.
At 5 p.m., Mara's boyfriend was questioned by police.
Oh.
And at 7 p.m., police believe she had ran away or came up to the mountains to commit suicide. There was a call placed to Billy during his flight, which I can't imagine a flight from, like, New York to, because they met at, West Point.
Okay.
From New York to Connecticut could be very long, but or Massachusetts. but he had his phone off because obviously, and it sounded like there was sobbing on the other end, and it was traced to the American Red Cross.
Huh.
Weird.
Yeah.
After several interviews and press conferences, media noted that Mara was endangered and suicidal, and that she was intoxicated at the crash site.
Oh, found out she, was drinking.
Probably. Yeah, so, I mean, that's obviously media sensationalizing things, but the real answer is that nobody really knows. And then the FBI joined in with state and local police after 10 days. Using air searches, ground searches, thermal imaging, tracker, and cadaver dogs.
Yeah.
No sign at all.
Mm.
Okay, so I think next week we're going to go into theories. So I just want to throw out some important information before we get into theories next week.
Yeah.
And then I want to see what your thoughts are after learning this little bit.
Okay.
Because whenever we get into theories, there's a lot of reason that those theories are the way they are.
Yeah, we're gonna lock it in. Lock all that
lock it in. Okay. Information in. So this is just to give you a little taste.
Yeah,
next
a little
week.
Taste.
So
Yum.
Yum. While at West Point.
Okay.
Mara stole from Fort Knox.
Yeah.
She got caught.
Yeah.
Because you don't steal from Fort Knox.
Yeah.
The most heavily guarded place in what, the world?
She stole pen.
She stole lipstick and nail polish.
Oh, well, yeah.
So she got caught, obviously. And instead of getting expelled, she decided that she could leave with her dignity. And she transferred to UMass instead.
Okay.
So that's why she left West Point.
Yeah, so she's trending downward.
Yeah. Her sister... or her friend, I think it was her sister, said that she had a lot of stress from West Point. I mean, it is 24/7 military, you know, it's not just being in the military, but you're also in military school for college. So I can't even imagine the pressure. And only like 10% of applicants get in. So it's extremely prestigious and, you know, maybe it was just too much.
Yeah.
So she decided to steal to get, you know, I don't know, to feel something.
Yeah, maybe.
A lot of people, like a lot of young women, do steal things to kind of get like a rush from it.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Get the rush.
I've never stolen anything because I'm so afraid of retribution.
Good. Keep it that way.
Funny story. When I was like 3, I stole Big Red from Big Boys.
Yeah.
And my mom made me I thought it was free because I thought it was just for people.
I stole from Big Boys too. I stole Juicy Fruit.
Oh my God.
Oh, samesies.
But so at Big Boys, which was like this chain restaurant, they had like the gum counter.
I put it back because I'm a good boy.
Well, wait, I didn't tell you what happened to mine. Okay. But they have like a counter where you pay and they had all this like candy and gum.
I know.
And, so I saw this Big Red and I thought it was just free gum.
Yeah, they tease you with it.
They do. And I wonder if kids just do that all the time.
Yeah, probably.
So my mom caught me and she made me spit it out.
Yeah.
Give them back the rest of the gum and pay for it.
Yeah.
So you just gave it back?
Yeah, I snuck it back in.
Yeah.
I didn't eat any.
So. Oh. Like, I had it in my mouth, and my mom was like, where'd you get Big Red? And I was like, right there.
Yeah. And the man gave it to me, the big boy.
But, you know, my mom, like, we never stole or anything because I was taught very, very young that it was no bueno.
Yeah, you steal, they chop off your hand.
Okay, so that's very important, is that she left because of that reason, but we still don't really know the details behind that, really.
Yeah.
In November of 2003, so this is 3 months before she went missing, Morris used a stolen credit card to order food from various restaurants.
Okay.
Including, like, pizza delivery.
Oh.
And she... The reason she got caught with this is because UMass, like, noticed that people were using stolen cards. And they did a sting where, like, they would like the pizza place, you know, like would take the order.
Why'd they do an old singer?
I was like, what?
Why'd they do what?
Yeah, they did Sting, the singer.
Oh.
But anyways.
You meant a police operation.
Yes, yes.
Oh, shit.
So where Mara ordered a pizza and then like came down to get it, you know, like from. Because they're in dorms. So came down to get it. And the police officer was sitting there with like the Domino's guy.
Yeah.
So she didn't get arrested, but she did get in trouble where they said, if you don't get in trouble for 3 months, we're going to take this off your record.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if she was broke, I'm not saying that it's okay that she stole credit card numbers, but I guess like a college could probably say like, you know, this is bad. Don't do it again.
Yeah, just bad. Or flip on where you got your numbers.
Yeah, like they could.
We want your sources.
You were going to make.
We want your sources. Give up your sources.
So, on February 5th, so this is just a couple of days beforehand, the phone call with her sister, the you know infamous one before she you know yeah. she started crying at, in 2017. On the show that I watched, Kathleen, however you know they say.
Yeah.
In 2017, she finally explained what was in that phone call.
Okay.
So what happened was that her sister had been in rehab. And as soon as she got out of rehab, her ex, or I don't know if it was current or it was like a current boyfriend or husband or whatever, or her ex picked her up from rehab and took her immediately to a liquor store.
Huh.
Which is the shittiest fucking thing you could ever do to a person.
Yeah.
And she relapsed.
Oh, well, of course.
So that does explain why Mara was extremely upset.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine if like my sisters were, you know, battling with alcoholism.
Yeah.
Got help for it. And then their fucking asshole partner
just shoves it right back in their face.
Yeah, like I can't imagine how pissed off I would be or how upset I would be about that.
Yeah.
So that completely explains why she's crying, why, you know, she might have been like kind of in like a catatonic kind of just like upset state.
Okay, yeah.
But that doesn't make somebody run away to the mountains.
No, or use alcohol as a...
Yeah.
Like that's kind of what you're mad at, right? Like, that's the source of your anger, right?
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's just really weird because, like, that is a very upsetting phone call, but I think the two are unconnected. I think that the call with her sister did make her upset that night.
Yeah.
But I don't think that has anything to do with the reason that she was going to New Hampshire.
Okay.
Just because, like, or unless there's something that somebody's not saying.
Yeah.
Because they just... And so she said that, you know, she took off because of like a death in the family, which would make sense if she was going to visit her sister, but she went the other direction.
Yeah. I think she did something else stupid, right?
Oh,
she got
well,
in trouble another time.
She wrecked her father's car.
Yeah, but that's not necessary.
Okay, well, hold on. So all of, and then looking back, all of her room was packed up.
Yeah.
Everything was in boxes. There was nothing on the walls, which could either be that she never unpacked, but it's also like the beginning of February, or she packed everything up.
Yeah.
And on top of her boxes, there was an email printed out to her boyfriend that was talking about how he was cheating on her.
Oh, shit.
And apparently, like, he did cheat on her and, like, it was like a known thing.
Oh.
And Bill actually had multiple allegations against him for sexual assault in like his previous workplace.
Oh, so he's a touchy.
He's a dick. He's a touchy dick. Even like, I mean, obviously he wasn't anywhere near the area, so he's not a suspect, but he can still be a shitty boyfriend.
Yeah, he can still be a shitty person that influences her.
Yeah. Which I think that her fighting with her boyfriend would be more of a reason to go into the mountains with some wine coolers and some Kahlua than her sister relapsing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And you also have a lot of stress from nursing school. You have a lot of stress from you know, family matters, and then you also have this boyfriend situation.
Yeah.
So then, I'm trying to see what else I can say in this episode. So, some teasers for next week.
Okay. Tease me.
There are a couple of theories as what could have happened and why. So, okay. The biggest question is, why did she decide to go to the mountains, take off school, and do this? Like, what's the purpose? And then what happened on the way up there? So, some people said, like, her family is a big one that says she went up there because she needed to blow off some steam and something happened to her on the way up there.
Yeah.
Somebody kidnapped her.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah. So that's the big family one. The one guy who wrote a book about her, and like the families don't get along with this guy because he wrote like kind of like a negative piece about the family. And his name is his last name is Renner, and we'll go into his theory next week.
Okay.
Was that she was pregnant, which that really doesn't make sense at all.
Does he have any?
Well, we'll talk about why he thinks that. But he thinks that she's in Canada.
Oh, okay.
And alive. And she's hiding from her life. Like, she just didn't want to do it anymore. Okay. So she started new in Canada, which I think that Canada sounds like a very viable, you know, option.
Yeah.
The pregnancy one, I don't think. And they kind of debunk that. And then a third option, well, there are two more options. There's also a serial killer potential.
Yeah. Well, there's always.
There's always serial killer.
Wow.
because there was a disappearance of this girl named Brianna Maitland, not very far away from there.
Okay.
So some people have mentioned serial killer. Another one is the reason she decided to leave her life was because the night of her car accident, she actually hit somebody.
Oh.
And it was a hit and run type of situation.
Yeah, but wouldn't they have residue on the car?
Well, I mean, her dad's car.
Yeah, her dad's car. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe. I mean.
Yeah. I think.
But remember, she did $10,000 worth of damage to it.
Yeah.
But that's another theory.
Okay.
So we'll go into those theories.
Yeah,
next week.
We'll go into that. But
that is one. That one kind of was a little bit unsubstantiated too, but it is an interesting theory because that would be a third strike.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I guess a third strike, but two strikes for that, you know, for UMass.
Yeah.
So we'll get into those next week.
Next time.
But what do you think happened?
What do I think happened? Oh, I know what happened.
What do you think happened?
I'm not going to tell anybody, but.
Oh, and then, sorry, I forgot to say, the theory about Canada is also the tandem driver, that there was another driver that was either, you know.
Falling behind them.
Yeah, in front of them or behind them. And whenever she crashed, they picked her up and they went off.
I know. That's what happened.
So what do you think happened?
All right. So a SWAT team was falling above him in a helicopter. Okay. And then down comes John Cena flying down a helicopter helicopter. Okay. And he jumps on the hood of the car. Okay. And he just like busts in through the glass. Okay. He kicks in the driver's side window and he kicks the driver out of the door, and the driver, he's a little bit fazed, but the Mara just like fends him off and kicks out John Cena out the window. John Cena falls off the cliff and he goes, "No!" And she grabs a hold of the wheel, but she can't. So she tries to grab a hold of the wheel, but she hits a patch of ice and she slams into the tree. And sadly, all the wine spills all over the seat. And she can't. She's just so fazed from her fighting, bloodied and bruised. And so disoriented, she has a concussion. She doesn't know where to go. And they all just like wander out. There's a Good Samaritan, and they're a bunch of hippie yogis, and they take them to their hippie palace, and they don't remember their names, and they're living out their lives in this commune, and they're all gonna farm out in Nebraska.
Okay, so what do you really think happened?
That's what I really think happened.
Okay. So what do you really think happened?
Canada.
You think Canada?
Yeah, I think Canada happened.
I think Canada's a very logical
step. I think that, or she's just hiding out somewhere.
So you don't think she's dead?
I don't think she's dead. Or if she is dead, she's somewhere in a snowbank. But, you know, it's you know, she could be anywhere along the
They do cliff. Have like bears and moose and shit up there
bears
too.
And moose, yeah.
I just from right now before we get into any other theories next week, I feel like I'm leaning more towards your thinking too.
Yeah.
I think that there was a tandem driver and they went to Canada.
Yeah.
I think that her leaving an email behind, you know, basically saying fuck you to the boyfriend, maybe it was just too much. But it always confuses me whenever people do this disappearing act. Like, she was very close to her sisters. Her mom was sick, I think with cancer. So, like, and her other sister, you know, was having a lot of trouble with alcohol abuse and stuff. So it's kind of like, would you disappear at that point?
Yeah, I don't think I would, but
that's kind of
I'd stick around for a certain point, and then once they're you know, once my mother's gone, or you know,
yeah,
like.
But I think that's what always comes back to like missing persons cases. Whenever they think people have left, like up and left, is like, why would they choose that direct moment to go?
Yeah,
unless you know, maybe like. She really hoped her sister was on the right track and she wasn't. And then she hit her dad's car. And then
it was just too much.
Her boyfriend was cheating on her and she, you know, wanted to kind of just disappear. And then it became this big,
real,
yeah, media sensation. And then she can't come back because,
yeah,
then it's like, oh, this chick just walked away and cost us, you know, man hours and, you know,
yeah.
13 years of speculation and. Yeah. It's a big deal. So next week we'll go into all of the, well, not all of them, because there's hundreds of theories of what could happen.
But, especially my John Cena one. That's
gonna yeah. Happen. I mean, the John Cena one, I feel like might be top.
But that is a theory.
Top five.
Top five of all time.
But to
all even, time.
To even get into the theories, like we would be here all night. So throughout this week, I'm going to narrow them down.
Yeah.
To the top ones and the ones I definitely mentioned.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do some Redditing and go on all the websites.
Okay.
All of them in the world. All and really right. Narrow down some potentials.
Narrow them down.
Attention. Attention. We are entering the corner that is Jason's. Beep!
It's time for the man. It's time for the man with a plan. He's Jason. Okay, so I've got a question for you, Melly.
Just
you
one?
Ready? You ready? Yeah, just one question.
I'm ready.
What is the kookiest theory you have ever heard? Or what's your favorite, like, conspiracy theory that you've ever heard?
We've done conspiracy theories.
Well, I want to know, like, kookiest disappearing theory that you've ever heard. Like,
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
All right, then what's your favorite,
well,
favorite,
do you have any disappearing crazy?
This one's my favorite one as of now, but you are the expert on the subject matter. I am not.
I mean.
All right, top five favorite rock bands. Go.
Panic at the Disco.
Okay.
Panic at the Disco.
No.
I'm gonna
put my guitar pick down and say no.
Okay, so
You can have them for slot number one. That is acceptable.
So I'm not saying that these are the best bands of all time. I'm saying these are my
yes. I understand. I understand.
Okay. I guess number two would be Fall Out Boy.
Okay. FOB.
FOB. Three.
And is this your order or is this any order of the top five?
Well, Panic is the top one.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
The rest,
okay.
I guess, like, depends on my mood.
Yeah. So two through five are any order.
This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
This would have been a good one for last week.
Oh, yeah.
This is hard, bro.
Or, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You could throw in some surprise bands.
I think Linkin Park's up there.
Okay, Linkin Park.
Is that a surprise one for you?
No.
Paramore.
Paramore, okay. Throw in some chicks in there.
Yeah. What is that? That's three?
That's four.
That's four. Who's going to get my last slot?
Who's going to get your last slot?
I'm looking at artists.
Artists that you like.
That are... Oh, the Hush Sound.
The Hush Sound. Okay. You like the Hush Sound.
I do. I love the Hush. I've seen them live so many...
I do not care for the Hush Sound.
I've seen them live so many times, bro.
Yeah. I didn't experience their music so much.
They're not around anymore.
That's good. Glad they broke up then.
Such hate.
Such hate. I'm hating. I'm in the haters corner right now. Hate.
Okay, what are your top five?
So my favorite rock bands are ZZ Top.
Knew that?
Yeah, you knew that one. Okay. I like... it's hard for me.
You like ZZ Top.
Yeah, I like ZZ Top.
You like...
All right, name them, Melly.
Hurt.
I like Hurt, yes.
You like Blackstone Cherry.
Blackstone Cherry is good. 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 You're coming quality.
You like Theory of a Dead Man.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. It's good. It's four.
And...
That's good. Oh, you're so close. So close. Get the fifth.
Do you know who the fifth is?
I don't know who the fifth is.
Ooh.
But if you say it, I'll know it. I mean, I like songs from here and there, you know.
I know.
That's the problem. So
I feel like I'm going to say one, but everybody's going to laugh at us.
What is it?
Nickelback.
I do like Nickelback, but like pre, like, all right. So like early half Nickelback. half of the album that has Rockstar on it, like the
is that what Dark Horse?
Pre Dark Horse.
I don't even know anymore.
That's like pre Dark Horse. So like before they got, before like Photograph and shit. Like well, they're like, look at this graph. The memes and shit from that. Yeah. And like that's where it gets bad.
I'm looking.
Look at this photograph.
Well, you like
every time it fucking makes me laugh. I like to take bubble baths every time.
Well, you like shove
it
you
in
like
my ass.
You like a lot of the songs on that album. What is that?
Yeah, I do.
That one is oops. All the right reasons.
All the right reasons.
And that has Photograph on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like Nickelback. I like some of this stuff. I don't like all of it. I like Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, I forget about them.
I like Five Finger Death Punch.
You like that other band.
Kalma. I like...
No, that's not who I was thinking of.
Okay.
So
it's like a mixture of like...
Yeah. I don't. Let's see, 2000s rock. You like the Red Hot Chili Peppers? No, you don't love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I like Three Doors Down. You know, I like.
Do you like 3 Days Grace?
No, they're okay. They're a little too whiny.
I like 3 Days Grace.
They're good.
We
like.
I'm trying to see.
We'll get one more. One more, Melly. One more. Close. Close. I like Seether.
Oh, I like Seether too.
You remember Seether? I remember Seether.
Do you like Disturbed?
I like Disturbed, yeah. Disturbed's the last one.
Disturbed's the last
one. They're like a super group.
Yeah.
They big. They're pretty big. They do cover songs and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the
one. Oh, I like Dope. You remember Dope?
Dope. That was it.
They do. You spin me right round, baby, right round. Like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
Well, that was pretty.
Yeah, it was.
So, yeah. What else would you like to talk about?
Well, I mean, if you had to be like, an aquatic animal other than a mermaid, do you think you can make it in the sea?
Yeah.
Are you a big fish in a little pond or a little fish in a big pond?
Well, are we talking a marine animal or are we talking fish?
We are talking fish, Melissa.
Then I'd be a shark, because if I was a marine animal, I would be a dolphin. And dolphin are the top of the motherfucking food chain.
Let you know that I would be a lion, okay? And I would make kelp mass, okay? And I would go out there and I would beat your dolphin ass.
You can't be a lion in the ocean.
Yes, I would.
No, you have to be a marine animal.
Make those kelp mass like in the other guys. And hunt you. Like the reverse Marlins. They said the Marlins could make kelp mass and go hunt you in the ocean. Well, I'm making the mass out of like grass and stuff, and I'm gonna.
Well, no, you have to pick a marine animal.
That's true.
So you can't pick dolphin.
I'm gonna be a marlin.
Why?
Because they're big and they're stabby. I'll stab you. And with my giant fin.
You're just jealous because I picked dolphin and dolphin trumps everything.
What you got? You got a bottlenose?
Dolphin are the top of the food chain.
No.
Yeah, because
one-on-one, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Listen.
You charge at me, I charge at you. We touch tips. Who wins?
Dolphins are smarter. They can drown you.
You're smarter, but I'm more badass.
Dolphins kill like great whites.
Yeah, when they're in groups.
And you know, a killer whale is a dolphin.
We're one-on-one, Melly. You're not in a group now. We're one-on-one.
That's fine.
Mono e mono. Swordfish e dolphin.
Dolphins would win all of the time.
I am 800 fucking pounds.
The only thing I think that would not kill, that would not work for a dolphin, because whales, you know, they don't kill, you know, other whales. But I think a giant squid would get me.
Yeah, or an octopus, which is, yeah,
a really, really fucking big octopus.
I'm gonna be.
Because dolphins are a lot bigger than I think you're giving them credit for.
Yeah. Maybe.
How big is a dolphin?
Probably about 450 pounds, 500 pounds.
How big is a dolphin?
Yep.
They are... Oh, a killer whale is 8,000 to 12,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's pretty heavy.
A bottlenose is 330 pounds to 1,400 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's pretty fat. That's a chub.
It's probably a baby for the 330.
Yeah, okay.
So. A killer whale is between 20 to 26 feet.
Imagine birthing a 400-pound baby. Oh my God.
But a bottlenose dolphin is between 6 and 13 feet.
Oh.
So they're not very tall. Well, look at all these different types of dolphin. Ugh, love dolphins. Love it. Remember how we learned about dolphins when we went on our dolphin cruise?
I remember the dolphin cruise. So that was great.
That was so good.
You remember how the Rona doesn't affect the dolphins?
Dolphins.
The dolphins are smart enough to avoid the Rona.
I wish we were smart enough to avoid the Rona.
I know. I wish
guys, we're going into 2021 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And Rona's coming with us.
Yeah, Rona's coming with us.
COVID-19 has moved between the 20 and the 21.
My Rona. My Rona.
We're all kind of sick of it now, but the vaccine is out. So this is kind of like a...
Yeah, so you can vaccinate yourself against 2 out of the 9 strands.
Is that it? 2 out of 9?
I don't know. Oh. Whatever strands they decide to vaccinate us against.
I don't know. We'll see.
And then we'll find other strands that we don't know about.
Yeah, I just...
And they'll just call it COVID.
I just want to go back to normal.
2020.
I just want to go. It's bad when you're watching a movie and like you're like, look at all those people like in a restaurant without masks on.
How dare they?
How dare they're shopping at the mall?
Hot dog eating fool.
eating it. Look at those kids laughing and playing.
Oh my gosh, those
how dare they?
Those kids are like in school. It's weird
they're
how like
video chatting.
It's weird how like 1 year has like really just changed my perception so much.
Yep. It has. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But hopefully this podcast is helping you through it.
Hopefully. You now have 44 episodes if you have not listened.
44. And you can backtrack through them all on any of your favorite streaming devices.
Well.
Any.
Most of them.
Most.
Most. If you are listening to this backwards to forwards, backwards to first, I don't know what.
Yeah, if you get hooked on 44, go back to 1.
Yeah, no. Don't go back to 1.
Go back to 43.
Go back like 10 and then go from there. And if you can stand us, then start at the beginning.
Yes, we've gotten better. And then jump back another 10. And then jump back another 10.
Yeah.
And then jump back another 10. And then we'll keep the content going.
Yeah.
And if you consume content faster than we produce it, that's how we'll keep you going.
Keep you hooked.
Keep you hooked.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, Jason?
No.
Well, I hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. If you do not celebrate Christmas, I hope you have a merry whatever else
Happy
you celebrate.
Holidays. Or if you don't celebrate at all and you boycott it, like I know a few of my coworkers do.
Well, I mean,
then happy days.
Happy days off.
Happy days off.
Happy
half day.
Happy days.
Happy half day.
Happy half day. Yeah, Jason yeah. doesn't get a. Wait, is Christmas on Friday?
Yeah.
Well, you get a whole day off then.
I get a whole day off, but I get a half day the day before.
Yeah. So if you don't celebrate Christmas. Happy something. Hanukkah's already over.
Yeah.
So join us for Christmas.
Oh, happy.
Yeah, so and then if nothing else, happy 2021 is coming up. Okay, well,
watch the ball drop together in 2021.
I think everyone's gonna be so excited to watch that ball drop.
Yeah.
We're
gonna pop off. We're gonna do some desk pops.
And we're gonna we're gonna probably record the second part of this episode before Christmas because we're not gonna be able to do it Christmas weekend.
Yep.
But then the episode after that, we will officially have a roommate.
Yep. And then we'll force him to do the episode.
Yeah, he'll be on some of the episodes with us.
Yeah.
We're gonna force it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, I hope everybody has a good night.
Good night.
Or day, whatever time you're listening to this. Bye.
Bye.